In the parsha of Parah Aduma, very strange mitzvah. This ability to be mitami the tohirim and mitayir the temeim. If someone is tomei, he can become tor. If someone is tor, he'll become tomei. It's a very strange type of a thing. And the chinuch brings that he really doesn't have any clarity in this, understanding how that works, to be able to give tamba to us. And he writes as follows. Afal pi shemeloani libi lichtov remozim mitame hamitzvahs shekod malzat hapshat im haiznatzlus shehem shehameloch lechanich bo b'ni v'haneorim v'chaver of yishmarim keel. He says, even though that I have written this whole book that he wrote was to give insight into the reasons behind the mitzvahs, al tzad hapshat, some simple, basic understanding, with the excuse, but I guess he means that in a humble way, that I'm doing it in order to be mechanech my son and his friends. B'mitzvah zu rofu yodai vo'iro liftzois pi oleho klal gam bipshat. He says, in this mitzvah, he says, I'm overwhelmed. He says, my hands have, my hands have weakened, and I'm afraid to open my mouth to say anything in this mitzvah. Why? Why is he so afraid of the mitzvah of Parah Aduma? So he says, Ki ra'isi rabbi seinu zecharenom levrocho, herichu adibu be'oimek soido v'godol inyona. So he saw that Chazal speak about the depths of the secret and the inability to understand it. Ad she'omru, shamelech shloime hisig lodas beribu ichochmosu kol tamei Torah. Shloime melech, with his infinite wisdom, was able to understand all the reasons of the Torah chutz mizu. She'omar oleho omarti echkemo. I said I'm going to become wise. V'hi rochoyko mimeni. This is far from me. When it came to Parah Aduma, Shleima Melech, the Chochem Mikol Odom says, I thought I'm going to be able to figure things out. This is beyond me. Not only that, he brings that the Medrash says, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Omer, Omer la HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, L'cho ani megale, Tam Parah Aduma, V'loy la'achirim. Says Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, to you I'm going to reveal the secret of Parah Aduma, how that works, what's the tam, not to anybody else. So he says, and many Chazal like this, and therefore he is paralyzed, he's overwhelmed, he can't even attempt to fulfill his mandate of writing some form of tam v'toeles in each of the mitzvahs for his son and his friends. Then he goes on and he says something, some type of an explanation, and a little complicated because the whole thing is very complicated. But then at the end he says like this. V'zeh eino boru lahasig b'inyon klum. There's nothing clear here at all, whatsoever, in this inyon, even though he did write something. Elo shechibas ha'koidesh, the love of dvorim shebikdusha, Torah, divrei Torah, Torah insights. V'hacheshek lahasig yediya banistor, and that desire to achieve some insight, some knowledge in that which is hidden beyond me. He says, yonid hakone lichtoiv, that shook my pen and sort of forced me to write. So basically he says, really it was against my better judgment. I really was paralyzed here because I knew Shlomo HaMelech didn't understand it. It's only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, so I couldn't do anything. I'm molei pachad, but I finally did something because my chibas hakodesh, my love of kedusha, of dvorim shebekedusha, and my desire to achieve some knowledge, insight into that which is hidden from us, that forced me. Yonid hakone lichtov, it moved my pen to write. It's a lotion that poetically, I guess, it forced me to write it. So I just had a very simple insight over here. The Sefer HaChinuch in next week's parsha says clearly that he wrote Tam B'Toeles in all the mitzvahs. In the mitzvah in Parshas Vayikrov, lois kol sur dvash, lois aktiru isha l'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring leaven or honey on the Mizbeach. And he says over there he's not really sure of the mitzvah, of what the reason is. He says it's not clear to him. But he says that because he has this mission to write for his son and his friends, it was like a bar mitzvah present, this sefer, to his bar mitzvah bocher. And he says, because of that, and because I'm afraid that if I don't give tam b'toeles to all the mitzvahs, then they're going to think the Sefer Torah is like chosum, it's closed, it doesn't make any sense, it's something that's beyond them, hidden. And he uses the lashon, which I quote many times. He says, "Pen yivatu bohem b'ktoichkach b'narusam v'yanichum le'olam v'yelchu la'hevel." I'm afraid they're going to rebel against all the mitzvahs in their youth, forsake them forever, go away from the mitzvahs, leave it forever, and connect with all the foolishness of the world. And I always point out that this mitzvah wasn't the Geula Maisa 500 years ago. There was no Beis Hamikdash. In fact, this was a Rishon. He was growing up in the house of a Rishon. And he explained Tam B'Toeles on every one of the other mitzvahs. And yet he's afraid if he leaves out this one, his kids are going to go, his kids are going to go off the derech and never come back. A pachad. Yet it seems that this reason was not enough to overcome his paralysis by Porah Aduma. Because he says by Porah Aduma, even though that I have this goal to write for my son and his friends, Tam for all the mitzvahs, he says, but Rofu Yoda, my hands are weakened, I'm afraid to open my mouth, because Shlomo HaMelech couldn't figure it out, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who it was revealed to. So I can't, I'm paralyzed. And even the motivation, which motivated him in Kol Sur V'Chol Dvash to write something because he was afraid his kid will go off the derech. I'm so paralyzed here. I'm so confused. I'm so outranked here. I'm so out of my league. I'm so that Shlomo HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu only, and even Shlomo HaMelech couldn't figure it out. I gave up. And even that acute motivation, which was like that his children shouldn't go off the derech, what could be more of a motivation for him? That's why I wrote the whole book. He says, no, I can't. But what did push him? The Chibas HaKodesh. The desire to understand something in Torah which he couldn't understand. That forced him. It forced him out of the paralysis. It forced him out of the fear. He puts it in such a way, he says, my pen shook my hand and forced me to write. Because I had to understand. I had to come up with something. I had to understand. Now look at that. Think about that. Here's a man who dedicated his, this is his magnum opus, you know, his main work that we know from him. I don't know, maybe he had others, but this is the work we know. And he dedicated it in order to bring about, to make sure that his children and his friends don't look at the Sefer Torah as a Sefer Chosum, and they shouldn't rebel against it, and they shouldn't leave it, forsake it forever. That's why he wrote it. And that motivated him, even when he didn't understand it, to come up with something. Epis, Kol Sur Dvash, he came up with something. And here, he was so paralyzed that nothing could help. He could, Shlomo HaMelech tried, and he said, Choshavti echkem avihir achoykem imeni. Not Shaykh, I can't. It's paralysis. And all of that motivation, which is the greatest of motivation, for his son and his children, the danger of pen yivatu behem itoichkach ben arusom yanichom lo'olam, that couldn't overcome this paralysis. Only one thing overcame this paralysis. That chibas HaKodesh. And that cheshek, how's the lashon he uses? Cheshek lohovin ben istoris. He says, that was the thing. So we see here, I think, just very briefly, a dugma of what a Torah personality looks like. There's no question, and we talk about it all the time, of the achrayas that we have to assure that the next generation sees the Torah for what it is and understands its benefits and stays on the proper path and doesn't rebel and so forth and so on. But all of that is tremendously powerful. But it wasn't enough. There's a motivator, there's a power, there's a desire, there's a bren inside a person, a true Torah personality, even beyond that. And that is Lohovin, the Cheshek El HaKodesh, the Chibas HaKodesh, and the Cheshek Lohovin Ben Historis. I just love, I want to understand Hashem, I want to understand this Torah. I have to, I can't help it. I feel paralyzed with fear, but nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop. I must understand. I must work. I must understand. I don't want to use a bad word like obsession, but it's. I just have to. Reb Moshe Feinstein, his wife used to say that my man is a shikar of learning. She said her husband is drunk for learning. In other words, like a shikar. A shikar always needs to drink. He says, he also, for learning. So this concept, I'll finish a second. I just want to point out that this is such a significant thing. If you compare it to the goal of his life, almost, and certainly our children, that is the goal of our life, and that they should follow in the proper path. What do we want more than that? But there has to be within us this emotional cheshek. I want to understand the Dvar Hashem. I'm haskel v'yodeo, you see, the Novi says, is the most praiseworthy thing. And that's what I crave more than anything else. And I just thought that I'm of recent, coming to the realization that the biggest problem that we have today in our communities, it seems to be a lack of passion. Some people misinterpret that and they say, there's no passion in this generation. So someone quoted me just yesterday or this morning, I don't remember, from Rabbi Feiner, Eitan Feiner in the White Shul, that he said, there's no passion in this generation? Did you ever go to a baseball game? You ever see people screaming and yelling and who knows what, There's passion. The human being has passion. The human being needs passion. But he has to be guided in the right direction. And when it comes to Klal Yisrael, there's even more passion. But what happened? When the passion for Torah and for Yadus decreased in the previous generations, so Jews got involved in every ism, in every movement, in every tikkun olam, in anything positive they could do, because they had to find an outlet for that passion. It's there. But the passion really should be for the haskel v'yodeo isi. And that, in the true Torah personality, that passion has to be greater than anything else. And then there's a side message here, and then I just want to conclude with that. And that side message is that I remember years ago at the first Kiruv conference that we had. We held a major Kiruv conference when we got started in 1988 up in the mountains of the Catskills. And there were a lot of people that were involved in Kiruv that were there. I remember speaking and I said, the people that are involved in Kiruv are saving the world. Save a Jewish life, kol makayim nefesh achas mi Yisroel, ki ilu kiem oylem ole. But the people that are sitting and learning are holding the world up. The oylem stands al hevel pien shelti noikesh shel beisrab. And the yisod of the briyim loy berisi yoyim of alay l'chuk ha-shamayim v'oris loy samti. And if cholila the Torah would stop to be learned, the world would cease to exist. So no matter how important saving the world is, saving lives is, teaching our children, and it's the most important thing, it's the ultimate goal, and that's what we believe in, and that's what we dedicate our lives to, and we preach it, and we live it. It's a sheni inside. There has to be that indefatigable, how do you say it? That endless, that passion that can overpower all paralysis. Paralysis which compromises my ability to fulfill that which is my major goal. But the there's something more than that. There's a power that's greater. That's so ladas das kel elyon. And I think that we have to begin to appreciate a little bit more what a privilege we have to be able to develop the tools, the techniques, the insights, the experiences, the judgment, to eventually come to understand more and more and more of the Das Kel Elyon, of the way the Borei Olam thinks, and the way the Borei Olam conducts his world, and the secrets of creation that he revealed to us. And I think that this is really a privilege that we have, a privilege that we should appreciate, and a passion that we should imbibe, so that we can continue to grow in our learning, because we have that sense of appreciation of what it means, Haskel v'yodeh o'isi.